Yeah, yeah. Girl, I don't want it. Yeah, yeah. Nah, 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 nah. Say what? I don't know.
I had a really good topic for the show, but I've forgotten it.
Well, conjure it back up. Hey, everybody. How you doing, everybody? It's the Spyrus of Pi podcast, and this time Brian is the ghost. And I was going to divine him. I mean, conjure him. Yeah. But I don't know how. I need your help. So if you know how to divine a ghost, email us at spyrusispie@gmail.com or gmail at spyrusispie.com, and we'll get back to you. I mean, you'll tell us how. Brian will come back to me. Things will remedy themselves in this situation. Now, I'm going to fast forward through time to after you've heard this and retrieve his essence. Brian, are you there? That sounds like him. He sounds like he's hurt.
Cold rains.
How you doing, man?
Hey, Ghost Phil. Welcome to the ghost realm.
Yeah.
By visiting, you become a ghost. I know you're not really a ghost yet.
Right.
But by coming here to see me, you sort of become a ghost.
So. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you become a little bit less ghost by me visiting?
No. Hmm. Welcome to Ghost versus Toast podcast.
Can ghostliness be created or destroyed? Or can it only be
changed into other ghosts? What do you think of my friends over here? These ghost goats.
What were they saying?
Yeah. Are you afraid of them?
I am not afraid of any goats. But they're fucking quick.
It's true.
They're tough too. They're a real sturdy animal, man. Got that low center of gravity and they're just all muscle. You ever eat goat?
No. Yes.
Yeah?
Well, I don't know why I said no right away. I'm like, no, I would never eat that. That's ridiculous. Of course I
Well, have. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not proud of it. Goat curry is very good.
Oh.
You can pretty much curry anything and I'll eat it.
Have you ever had camel?
No.
There's a market here, Franklin Market in Delhi, that we did some science for. And when we laid out their price list, we saw that they had camel meat. Hmm. So when we went to install the stuff, I was like, hey, let me get like a pound of camel. And they thought I was making fun of them.
What?
Yeah, two guys thought I was making fun of them. And then the third guy was like, no, maybe he really just wants to buy some camel. But they were like pissed that I would even ask. And then the third guy convinced them to sell me some camel, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this big chunk of camel meat, like the size of a turkey. Like a big frozen turkey, big chunk of camel. And they just cut me off some cubes on a bandsaw until it came out to about a pound. Hmm. It's frozen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they just had the bandsaw.
Zink.
It was for Ben. I didn't eat it. It was for Ben. Ben wanted it.
Oh. Did he eat it?
Yeah, he ate it.
Did he like it?
Yeah, he said it was all right.
Did he tell you about it? What it tasted like?
Yeah, he just said it was all right. That was it.
Yeah.
He said it tasted like meat. It's kind of...
Yeah, well, I mean, if you like meat, then is there really a kind of meat where you're like, nah, I didn't really like that?
I doubt it.
It was no good. No, probably not, right?
Yeah, I like meat.
What kind of... Have you ever eaten a kind of meat you're like, no, I'm never eating that kind of meat again?
No, I've never eaten anything that I said I'm never having that again.
Yeah, so...
But, you know, I've got limits. I wouldn't intentionally eat horse, I don't think.
Well, no. I mean, yeah, no, obviously. Like, I just mean foods. Things that people eat, you know? Yeah. I didn't actually realize people ate camel, so... So I'm actually a bit surprised at that.
Yeah, but... I don't know if I would eat a camel. They're kind of like horses with big goiters. Stout little faces.
With lovely camel humps.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. I mean, it's not the kind of thing that I would go out, seek out to go eat. But, I don't know. We've had this discussion before in other places, haven't we?
Oh, sure. All over town. I'll just stop.
The bus stop?
Yeah, at the bus stop.
Yeah.
Working at the bus stop.
Yeah, what do you do there?
Make change.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did I? I don't think I ever told you.
Three quarters for a dollar.
I'm positive I told you. If I told anybody, it was you. It was something I was going to write a comic about and never finished. Imagine that. Imagine me starting something like a comic and not finishing it. I know it's hard to believe. But, no, this is something that happened a while ago. Maybe a couple years back.
Okay.
And I was, I always seem to have a really bad luck at, like transit and buses and stuff, and having weird people talk to me and stuff. I'm like a magnet for freaks or something. I don't know, but
sometimes they stick.
What?
Me, I guess.
What?
You're a magnet for freaks, and sometimes they stick.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Sort of. No. Yeah. No. Not even. No, dude. Okay. So I was actually just waiting for the bus, like the city bus transit. And there was like this old man. He was real sort of awkward, sweaty old. He wasn't that old, but he was pretty old. He's probably like between 55 and 65, I would say.
Okay.
So not like super old. He's wearing a ball cap and glasses, I think, and stuff. And he was
a bottle cap?
a base bottle cap.
Yeah.
And so he was kind of like all kind of shifty, and it was just me and him at the bus stop, And we had just had an election here, and a federal election. So what is the previous? Never mind. And so he was like, he came up to me and like started asking me about who I voted for and stuff, and he was being all weird I think he said something before that. I can't remember what though, but I really got the feeling that he was trying to pick me up, He was like kind of asking some personal questions and stuff, and at the time I had pretty long hair, so I'm like, oh, does he think I'm a girl?
Yeah.
And so I like made sure to like talk to him and make sure he knew that I was a dude or whatever.
How'd you do that? How do you establish that?
I was like, hey man, I don't know.
It's already down that line of thinking. You
know. Yeah. Well, first of all,
my name's Brian.
I rented Walk Like a Man, starring Howie Mandel.
The briefcase money show guy?
Brewster's Millions?
No.
No.
Taylor and Mobile.
Yeah, I know. Anyhow, so
oh,
this
yeah, of
guy,
course, you know.
I really got the feeling this guy was trying to pick me up, and I was not comfortable, and he was all like, oh, this bus isn't coming. Like, where do you live, or whatever? And he was like, he was all being real weird, and like, I kind of got the feeling he was gonna like stalk me and find out where I lived. And I was like, oh, I don't know, man. I don't know. And then he was asking me like who I voted for and stuff. And he was talking up the conservatives here, and how great they were, and how he wanted them to get into power so that they could, you know, finally. I don't know.
Here's the fucking question for you.
Abolished gay marriage, but he was clearly gay. No, but anyway.
If you were
so
voting, would the Cobras be conservatives or liberals?
That's a good question.
I mean, compared to G.I. Joe, are they both? Which one's more right wing?
I don't know, man. I have to think about that one. Anyway, I told the guy I voted for the Communist Party, and it turned him off, and he kind of left me alone for a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. It made him all real
nervous.
I mean,
they're both fascists, right? But, like...
Yeah.
One of them is like, okay, everyone's got their own individual costume, but you have to wear it every day. And then the other one's like, you all dress the same, but, you know, it will give you 3 sets.
Right. And...
Except that the boss gets... You know, 2 different outfits.
Well, he's had more than that. But in general, I know what you mean.
I'm talking classic Cobra Commander.
Yeah, because when he went home, he would put on the robe.
Yeah.
The bathrobe and the slippers and his hood.
Right.
Yeah. hooded Cobra Commander, and then the helmet, snake helmet, kind of like a dink or something. I don't know.
I don't mean his, like, shredder suit, his fucking whatever that was, that white
the
suit.
The robot suit or whatever it was. Yeah, that was crap. And his bio, what the hell was it? Exoskeleton, like, robot gear or whatever. Yeah, it was dumb.
Don't know.
Didn't like that. No, and because he was not supposed to be a real action-y kind of guy.
No. Why would he wear that? Where is he going that he's going to need that suit?
Costume party?
If that. He'd probably send one of his Cobra Commander bots to go do that.
Right. With maybe Cobra, like a poison gas spigot.
Cobrats. They should make Cobrats hot dogs with the big hoods.
Brats. Like, Cobras. I thought you were saying cobras, like, you know, for boobs.
Like bratwurst that have, like, big cobra hoods on them, and maybe something else.
I don't know.
They should make more novelty-shaped processed meats, I think, to get kids off the candy.
I don't think that's why kids like candy.
What?
Because they don't like candy because it...
They like it because of the shapes.
They like it because it doesn't taste like meat.
No. I think if candy was all one color and just came in these little, like, you know, quarter-inch thick little rectangles of, you know, and there was all the different kinds of candy, but they all...
Cubes that you cut with a bandsaw?
Yes, exactly. I don't think kids would eat candy. They'd eat meat because it'd have more variety. Kids like variety.
Do you think that's better?
What? Meat's better than candy?
Think so?
I don't know. Like, I wish I could go to the gas station and I had my choice of, like, an entire wall full of meats that I could, like, oh, they got the king-size meats, 2 for $2. That's
yeah, because normally you got, like, beef jerky or pepperoni, and that's kind of it.
And the pepperoni thing doesn't really happen here very much.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, you can get pepperoni sticks. But, yeah. But, I mean, like, what if you're, like, I'd like a nice... like piece of ham or something. You're not gonna really get that other than going to the supermarket.
Right. Why doesn't Hershey sell prosciutto?
I don't know.
Prosciutto.
Hirsutos?
Yeah.
The other awesome time that I was just reminding of when I was on a bus and get on a Greyhound to travel for probably about, I don't know, 4 hours, 4 hour trip or so, maybe three, and
a 3 hour tour.
Yes, tour. And tour. Before I even got, Thor. So before I even got on the bus, again, this old dude. I don't know what it is, but old dudes. I think. I need to look into this. Maybe I shouldn't even be saying this. I'm just going to attract more old dudes.
Yeah.
But before I even got on the bus, guy comes up and he's like, oh, where are you going? Just like making small talk. And I'm like, oh, blah, 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 whatever. Just making small talk with him. And then he's like, oh, so, hey, do you believe in Jesus? And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, so soon? Like, I'm not even on the bus yet. And and sure enough, I get on the bus and I have to sit next to this guy. And he starts talking about how he was a born again and he was trying to convert me or I was his project or something. And I'm like, dude, like,
there's only ever one answer to that. If anyone ever asks you, you know,
you say
have you heard the good news or do you believe in Jesus? Or you're like, well, absolutely. Obviously. Isn't it obvious? Of course. Just agree.
Really? Then aren't they going to still talk to you about it? Don't you think?
No. What do they got to say? Their whole,
I guess they'll be like, well, then you already know, right? Like, yeah. I already know.
Yeah. The hell yeah. No, so, their whole spiel is based on conversion, man. I mean, like, once you agree, then it's like, you know, oh, all right. Well, then have a good one.
Yeah. But this guy was totally crazy too at the same time. Cause, I don't remember how it came up, but he started telling me about how they had found, dinosaurs. Like, oh, did you hear they found dinosaurs? I'm like, oh, well, yeah, like fossils and stuff. Like, I thought he was taking me down that path. Like, oh, yeah, we found fossils and they're bullshit and don't believe them and all that. But no, he was like, no, they found real live dinosaurs. And like, fuck off. Like, if we had found dinosaurs, I'd be like the first guy to hear about it, not you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd be all over that action. So I'm like, oh, yeah, really? Oh, yeah, where did they find them? And he's like, oh, well, you know, they're not regular. They're really, really small. That's how come we never found them before, is because they're really small. Like, I guess they had found some miniature dinosaurs wandering around somewhere, and we'd just never seen them before. And I was like, oh, yeah? So this guy's clearly crazy. And I really wanted to think that he was just fucking with me, and that would have been awesome, but he really wasn't. He was just fucking out to lunch. And so, yeah. So I had to put up with a bunch of shit like that. And eventually, I just got tired, and I was like, I changed the subject to sports. I was like, hey, so you follow the hockey and the...
you want to wrestle?
Yeah. Want to leg wrestle in the aisle? So that's why I find that knowing a little bit about sports really comes in handy, because you can relate to people on... You can really change subjects, and a lot of people know stuff about sports, and you can kind of small talk about that as opposed to your personal life or religion or all these other uncomfortable subjects. You can always just say sports, and you can always... usually find something to debate or agree on that doesn't actually matter. So, yeah, so I got him onto sports, and I talked about hockey with him for 2 hours. And that was even, like, it was almost worse, because he had all these, like, stupid ideas. I mean, this is what this team needs to do. They need to do, and he'd have all these retarded ideas, and I'm like, I can't. I thought I was getting him off in the seat.
You know what Confucius says, dude. Man who talks sports comes in handy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
You know, in their hands. They come in their hand.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't like sports. I don't like talking about sports. I can like understand the appeal. Like, I can understand, like, you know, overachievers or super dudes at it, and, like, compartmentalization of statistics is nice and, you know... That's all fine, but it just, I don't know. I mean, I like music. I it's weird to me when, like, even, like, when I'm into bands, and, like, the people in the bands are into music, or into music. That's fucking weird.
Imagine
the
that.
Shit I listen to, when they're into music, I'm like, what the hell? Why aren't you making some? No, they, when they're into sports, I'm like, oh, what a turnoff. Like, it just, it kind of, I don't know.
Well,
I'm racist against sports more than anything else, I think.
Well, that's such a weird thing, is that musicians, well, even, okay, like artists, like, okay, even within artists, cartoonists are pretty much the bottom of the barrel in terms of being cool and stuff.
What?
And, no, totally. So, no, I just mean, like, people, nerds usually hate sports only because they hate jocks. If you can... You know what I mean? It's just because, like, oh, I hate sports because in high school I got beat up by jocks or something, you know? And that's,
no, that's not it.
No, that's sometimes the case, though. Don't you think? And that's the whole culture that...
Oh, yeah. Like, no, oh. I think that, yeah. Do I think that is the case? Absolutely. I do think that is
okay.
The case.
Yeah. I didn't mean you.
However, I think it's so boring. I just cannot... Even if I know shit about it, I've tried many times to, like... Oh, I'm gonna get into this. It just fucking will not hold my interest. It's like,
did you ever
the same 10 seconds over and over again?
You're watching the wrong sport, my friend. You got to get into cricket. But do you think that's because, like, did you ever play any team sports growing up?
I played co-ed softball for one summer with one other dude.
Just one other guy.
Yeah, we were the two smartest guys in the world.
It wasn't really softball at all, was it?
No, it was co-ed, dude.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant it was just like two of you on the team.
No. That was a big team.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty cool, I guess.
It was pretty good. And...
Yeah, softball's pretty enjoyable to play.
It was like community sporting thingamajig, so like all the different towns got their shirt colors, and got black, and it was so kick-ass.
Except that it was hot.
Well... You know, softball.
Yeah, true. No, but I don't know. I guess, like, maybe if you didn't grow up playing sports or anything like that, then it's harder to get into. And there's certain sports that are... I don't know. I guess I just grew up with hockey, and it's a real, true team sport, where it's not... Like, baseball is, like, a pitcher versus a batter, pretty much, and all the other guys are kind of... You know,
standing around
and ancillary, and like
chewing the scenery.
Yeah, and also it's really fucking slow, and it's not a good spectator sport at all. Football is kind of a team game. Like, but it's really mainly just about the one stud quarterback. Like he's like the star, and that's kind of, and then a couple of the dudes who run. But then there's just a bunch of other fat guys who you don't care about.
That's that's one thing like I do. Football could be pared down to like teams of three, because if they took away the fucking walls of meat.
You don't, if there was just one guy chasing you, you would only need one blocker. If you have five guys chasing you, you need five blockers, right?
Right. There's that whole line of dudes that all they do is just like
run into each other.
Yeah. Which is kind of cool. I think, okay, which would make football more enjoyable? If you got rid of the quarterback and the ball, or if you got rid of like all the blockers and shit.
I think
that could be two separate sports.
If the teams were just like five guys on a side or something, that would be pretty interesting. But maybe it'd be more like rugby, where you use all your guys. But, football, I just find... the one thing I do appreciate about football is that anybody can be a part of it, you know? Like, if you're just playing football with a bunch of guys or whatever, like, everyone can play. There's a role. If you're the big fat guy who can't run, like, you got a job, you can do something. So it's very inclusive in that way, I guess. But
if you're the big fat guy, you get right field, right?
You get put in the outfield, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just, and that to me, that sport's stop start, and it's too much about like one guy being the star and all that. I don't really
what,
like
football?
That. Yeah, and
I'm all right. No ball. I'm gonna fucking.
Yeah, maybe.
No ball is gonna sweep the nation. You get fucking
guys running into each other.
A dozen guys in a line, and a dozen other guys in a line, and then they blow the whistle. And whamzo! And then, you know, like, you're both trying to get to the end zone.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty low-scoring game, I imagine.
Well, anyway, sports...
Oh, anyway, okay, we'll get back to the sports.
No, I just think that...
Did I mention that sports are, like, the most boring fucking thing in the world and that I can't stand sports?
I don't think they're necessarily boring. It's interesting because it's an event that you don't... that nobody knows how it will end, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's, like a TV show has been scripted, a movie or whatever. It's a set time. It's going to be over at this time. Something's going to happen at the end of it. You probably know.
Oh, that's the thing I hate the fucking worst about sports, is that you never know when the shit's going to be over, and it preempts all the good scripted shows.
that you could record or something.
Preempts. You can't record it.
No. Buy it on DVD.
Buy.
Quit watching those shows anyway. They're stupid. Yeah. No, I don't know. It's a thing that, I don't know. I think there's a sport out there for everybody.
Okay, what? Prescribe a sport for me, Brian.
Celebrity Yu-Gi-Oh tournament.
That's not a sport; it's a game. Seriously.
No,
what
we were discussing.
What do you think is up my alley?
We were discussing this before. Not you, not you and me. But what's the difference between a sport and a game? Because like NASCAR is considered a sport. Those guys are considered athletes.
Yeah, you know why?
Right.
Threat of injury.
That's all it is?
Potential for harm, I think, is the...
That's why it's a sport?
Yep.
Because, well, yeah, like, hunting's a sport. You could get hurt.
Totally.
Something's going to get hurt. Darts.
I guess.
If you're any good at darts, there's probably no chance of injury. But billiards, is that a sport?
I think it might be a game.
I don't know. I have no idea. Poker is on the sports channel. People are all into watching poker. Is that a sport? Not a sport.
Well, ask all them cowboys what got shot in the back.
What got shot in the back?
I mean, whom's?
Hey, cowboy, who got shot in the back?
Ask all them cowboys what got shot in the whom's.
I don't understand, dude.
I don't know. Ask all them cowboys
that
got shot in the back.
Oh, I get it. Which?
Right.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. But for you, for a sport that you would like...
Yeah, what is it?
Dude, I don't even know. I hate sports. I hate most of them.
No, you don't.
I like
ate
hockey.
15 minutes talking about how great sports are. And
no, I didn't say they were great. I just...
don't like sports. You're un-American. And
yeah. Well, I'm
North American.
No, I mean, there's a lot of things about sports I definitely hate. I mean, a lot of athletes are just total meatheads who get paid way too much money to play a game and all this kind of stuff. But I don't know, like a lot of people, I mean, think about all the millions of people in the world who fucking and like live and breathe soccer and stuff, man. Like they have a really good time and they're really passionate about it. Like,
yeah,
that's cool. I don't know. Being passionate about stuff is where it's at, man.
And
if you're not gonna do it about religion or your country or all that, fucking why not a sport? Why not something that doesn't actually matter, you know?
Yeah. I suppose.
I don't know.
I like music better.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I won't pick you for my softball team.
No, that's good. I was shitty as, oh man, bad news. Can't catch, can't throw, can't run, can swing, but not at a ball. And can
only at dudes in a mosh pit.
Huh?
Only at dudes in a mosh pit.
Yeah. I'll punch a dude right in the back. How do you like that, cowboy? All right, so like I was trying to hint at, out of all our millions of comments that we've received, and we've gotten over 100 comments. Did you know that?
Right. Well, yeah.
Did you know
and
that?
Not to mention all the Gmails.
Yeah, which is under 100. Right? Isn't it?
I don't know. I never checked that shit.
We get a lot of spam.
That's true.
Yeah, but we've gotten 125 comments, dude.
Okay, and?
That's 5 per show.
That's alright.
I guess it's okay. Because they're all different people.
We get a lot of comments that are not on that board, too.
Board.
Board. On their site.
On the Borg.
People say things to me in person sometimes.
Really?
And, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. See, that's what happens when you know people who, I don't know.
Well,
nobody you know listens to it.
I know so few people anyway that, like, I don't know. Maybe the percentage is the same.
Yeah.
But,
your brother doesn't listen to it still, right?
No. He wanted me to make him a CD.
Sweet.
Yeah. And I didn't. I saw him on Sunday and we talked on like Friday and he was like maybe you could bring me a CD. I was like, okay, well you got to make me a CD of music and we'll trade. And then I saw him on Sunday, he's like, I made you that CD but I forgot to bring it. And I was like, oh, that's okay, I didn't even make you one.
Nice.
Yeah. Super fan Sean Esty.
Mm-hmm. The SDF1.
Yeah.
That's his new nickname I made up for him. I think he likes it.
Yeah, I think he does too. Yeah, I
think he's into it. Well, at least he understood what it was. That's all I really cared about. But I think he's pretty excited about that. So that's when from now on, he's called the SDF1.
All right.
Not the SDFU, as you wanted to call him. That's pretty good too, actually. I like that. But I'm not sure he understood it when you told him.
No, I think he did when I told him, but then when I used it on somebody else, he was like,
oh.
Bow. Anyway,
yeah,
he wanted to know what's the difference between Cobra Commander with the helmet and Cobra Commander with the hood.
The hood? What's the difference between them?
That's what he wants to know.
What's the difference? It's the same guy, isn't it?
Oh, I'm fucking up. It's Beam Bandit who wanted to know that.
Oh.
So
it still doesn't help me understand.
So
the
Sean,
question.
I'm sorry about talking about you when you didn't want it.
Sean just got a DVD of the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
it's pretty good.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's exciting. And he got some mask as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mask slash.
What?
What?
I don't understand.
Did you say Sarah Bauer is gonna write some?
Oh, yeah.
Or yeah, I did Spy vs. Spy slash.
Yeah, she was really interested in doing that.
That'd be awesome.
Because I told her that I was thinking about coming to visit you.
Yeah.
And she was all like, oh, I'm just imagining you guys at the airport. And then she was going into all these details. And I was like, yeah, you should write that down and not show it to me.
Well, if she does write
should we
of our,
we act it out?
Yeah, well, I think we should read it anyway on the show.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we can do that.
Yeah. It'll save us some yawns.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So, Bean Bandit. What's his real name? The Bean?
Chris?
Mr. Bean? Chris?
Oh, we're not supposed to reveal that.
Chris, we're not going to say his last name, we're not going to say his name's Chris.
Okay.
I'm just wondering how much work I have to do after this. What is he? Can he be Chris? Can he
sure.
be Beans?
Yeah, I don't care. Whatever, man.
Being Bandit?
Not, sure, I don't care. It's not me.
Frito Bandito?
Yeah.
Frito Bandito Bean Dip? I don't know. So, he says, what about Cobra Commander, Metal Helmet versus Cloth Mask? Oh, versus, I thought.
Okay. Oh, not like, what's the difference?
Well, isn't that... I thought. Well, wait, I mean... wait. What does versus mean? I thought we were, like, comparing and contrasting spies and pies all this time.
We have yet to actually get to that topic.
I realize it was an argumentative thing.
Yeah. I always liked the hooded one better. Because he was more like, you know, when he's back at the base kicking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always liked that. And he was a mail-away figure.
That's true.
And, I always tried to peel back his hood to see if I could see underneath.
I never had either of them.
I had both.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I made them kiss.
Whoa.
No.
It's like matter and
maybe.
Anti-matter.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, boy. Which is Betram? I gotta like them both. I do like them both, but I'm... Okay.
I like the hood because if you, like, sneeze, you could, like, wipe it in the hood and it would be no big deal. But if you were in that helmet and you sneezed, what do you do?
Well...
Take the helmet off?
The helmet is cool in that, you know, it, completely, you don't even know if he's looking at you, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of a little close to Destro's deal.
Yeah, but Destro wasn't, he wasn't like a real Cobra. He was just kind of like a hired guy.
Yeah, hanging out like every day over at the,
yeah, but he wasn't really
the catering table. Like,
yeah. He wasn't like an official Cobra, though.
No.
He didn't have the ideals of the Cobra organization.
No, he...
he just made the guns.
He was Baroness's shiftless boyfriend who was always, like... always hanging out at the, at Cobra Mountain.
And, Snake Mountain?
That's the one. Cobra Mountain.
Terradrome?
Mm-hmm.
Terradrome.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like the little, rollback
firebat?
Fin things. That
oh,
down.
God. Pretty cool. I think that thing was called the Firebat, too.
I believe it was.
God. Can I shoot myself in the face, please?
No.
No. All right.
Come in handy.
I doubt it. Man, if there's ever, like, a Jeopardy, it's all about G.I. Joe.
Yeah, really.
I'm going on that shit.
I think, okay, the Jeopardy that you're thinking
who
of...
Who is Franklin E. Talltree? Okay,
I don't know, what? Dude. I think Tim Hulsizer would be the fucking Ken Jennings of, you know, Fandemonium Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, totally.
Why do you say that?
Because he's always covering our asses on the comments. He always... Everything we...
Oh, that's
every
because...
Time we
that's
drop
because...
The ball,
no, he has the convenience of the internet to be like, no, it's not true. I'm looking
no,
at it.
No,
see, they were wrong.
No. No way.
You think he just knows?
Yeah. I don't think he looks up anything.
He's like, oh,
stuff.
I can't believe. Oh, my God.
He
I
would
have to
say
this
if he was.
You think so?
Yeah, he'd say, oh, I looked it up.
Would you?
Would I say, oh, I looked it up?
Yeah, you wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't look it up.
Well, clearly.
I gotta help nobody out. I'm out yeah, to get yeah. people. That's what this show's about.
Yeah.
No,
well, part of our deal is that we don't really think about stuff before we say it.
Yeah.
So.
There.
Yep.
I think that there should have been, I think every Destro should have had an alternate look. And not, I mean, the gold head one or anything like that. But I think there
gold
should have been, like, Destro with hair. Destro with the cool Keith Elvis wig.
How would it stay on?
Well, I believe the Cool Keith one was plastic. It was, like, actually, like rubbery vinyl. I don't think it was hair at all. It was just, like, a plastic. That would look good. That would look real good.
Real good.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be Scottish.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did a really bad job of that.
Really bad Jabba? Yeah, you ever seen that human Jabba the Hutt? You've seen that picture, right?
Scott Kurtz?
Yeah. No, but...
No, I've never met him before. I'm sure he's really nice.
The Jabba the Hutt that was going to be in, like...
he's fat.
Blah, 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 or whatever. Like, before they were like, oh, he's just going to be a big fucking turd.
Oh, what? Yeah. It's from the... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, but the, you know, they took the special edition scene where it was just, like, a dude, and then they put the big turd.
Wasn't he just wearing some, like a fur coat or something?
Yeah, he just, you know, had pants.
Kind of just, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Jabba, a guy in pants. So, yeah.
So, did you have a point, or just...
Oh, did I have a... Oh, okay. I didn't know this show was all about points, Brian.
No.
All right, here's... Yeah, so, like... Old guys are really attracted to me on the bus, so, like, I was riding the bus.
Oh, no, man, I thought you were going somewhere with, did you,
like, I was trying to, and then you had to just shoot me down.
No, dude, I just thought.
I was on the way.
Fine.
It's too late now.
No, it isn't. So there's a story about the Jabba guy?
Well, yeah, sure, isn't that, like, Cobra Commander with the metal helmet and the cloth mask? Isn't it?
No.
Sure there is. That's what I'm saying. Maybe that was the real Jabba. Maybe they should go ahead and make Return of the Jedi with just a guy in pants.
Or no pants.
Yeah.
Pants or no pants.
Pants or no pants.
Yeah, that's Howie Mandel's new show.
Oh. That's pretty good.
Nope.
I wear pants.
You are wearing pants?
I'm wearing pants right now, yeah. They're huge.
Me too. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, they're ridiculously large.
Are they parachute pants?
The parachute jeans. No, I bought them loose maybe a dozen pounds ago.
So they didn't come in their original packaging?
What?
They didn't come in their original packaging.
Oh, loose. Yeah, loose but complete, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, at least we said something funny.
Yeah, good job. Us. Good job, Brian.
Okay.
Well,
so
I suppose that's all the time we have for now, children.
I think our time was up a while ago.
We didn't do too bad.
All right.
Oh, you mean in the grand scheme of time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they'll trickle off.
Hmm?
They'll trickle down economics.
Who will?
The listeners. Eventually, I'll get the note from the producers that says, well, we only had one download of this show, and we know it was Brian.
Yeah, but I didn't even listen to it.
Yep. You just downloaded it out of habit.
Yeah.
And they put it right in the recycle bin, or whatever the Mac equivalent is.
I don't have a Mac.
I know, but, you know, maybe you, like, downloaded it and brought it to work, and you use Macs.
I don't work on a Mac. No, not really.
No Mac contact at all?
Yeah, well, there is just a couple there, but it's pretty rare when I use them.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're just there for if someone, like, sends some shit that we can't open normally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, basically never. Fuck, now you reminded me I have to go to work tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
Aww.
Because it was a holiday today. It was Victoria Day.
Posh Spice?
She's married to a sports athlete.
Yeah, I know. Fancy Joe... Glitter Pants. What's his name?
I don't know.
David Beckham?
He's got Ham in his name, so he's okay by me.
Yeah. And Beck.
He's got Beck pretty good. And Ham. So, what could be better than that? Maybe if Beck wasn't a Scientologist. See, that gets my goat more than finding out somebody likes sports. Ooh, he's a Scientologist?
Nah, that's alright.
You think that's alright?
Yeah, if I find some... How often is he a Scientologist? How much time, you know,
well, dude, it's,
a
that's
day
his
does
life.
He devote? What?
That's his life.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, I don't think so.
You think he's just a trendy guy?
Yeah, I think he's jumping on the Scientology bandwagon because it's unpopular.
Or...
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I have no idea.
I don't know either. I don't know anything about that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about anything.
Ever?
Right, you're the guy that knows stuff. I'm the guy who records it.
And then Tim's the guy who corrects me on all the stuff that I don't actually know.
Yep. About it.
Yeah, good. It's a good system we got going.
I just wanted to mention Tom McHenry, the founder of Tom McHenry Studios, has discontinued posting comics on the LiveJournal, so if you want to read Tom McHenry comics, you have to go to noncanon.com.
That's canon with one N.
That's canon with one N, exactly.
Canon.
Canon.
Yeah.
And also, Jamie D. Gailey.
Should be noncanon. What if it was noncanon.ca?
Noncanon.ca?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay, Jamie D. Gailey.
Jamie D. Gailey. Everybody, he's been just pumping them out. He's on a mission. Okay? When Jamie started in the world of comics that I read, he was groundbreaking the art form and forefronting the earwigs. And then now he's starting something new. He's decided he's gonna take the system down from the inside.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. So you should read his comic. What's his website? Well, he hasn't stopped putting them on LiveJournal, so I don't have to remember his website.
His website is called I'm Jamie.
He's actually yeah. He links to us and to me and probably to you and everything. And he's just a sweetheart of an alcoholic, and everybody who ever meets him loves him.
It's true.
And if you read his comics, you will love him. So go love him.
I didn't realize we were plugging people.
Hey, we're wrapping it up, dude. Who knows? It took us what? We had to record 6 shows to get to this point?
It's not far from the truth.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, you know, maybe this is it. And I want to go out on a high note and
let
people know what our intentions are.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And Tim Holsizer, his website is too complicated to tell you. I can't even pronounce half the words in it.
Yeah.
But if you look up Holsizer, you'll find it. That last name is rare.
It's true.
It's a Chase last name.
It's what?
It's a Chase last name.
Chase?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means it's like only 1 in 100 packs.
What? Oh. You know. Chased?
No, Chase. Like a Chase card.
I don't really know what that means.
It's totally debossed. It's DBossanova. Yeah.
It's, okay.
ignats.brinkster.net/daily.html. See, what is that, dude?
Come on, man. Phony up cool. for a domain.
Yeah, I totally apologize to Sean Esty for saying that the hyphen in his was no good, because I don't know.
I don't know.
yeah. Is that it? That's everybody I like. That's it.
All right.
If I didn't mention you, fuck off.
All right, I gotta kick you out of here, man, because Ghost Dad's getting back, and and all the ghost goats are.
Oh, I'm gonna go
be
back.
Fed.
I'm gonna go back to the past now.
Yeah,
from
do
when
that.
You were still gone.
Yeah, and I'll just be here chilling with my ghost homies.
All right, dude.
And having some cinnamon ghost crunch. And oh, okay, you're leaving now. All right,
no, I was just warming it up. I got a remote starter. And
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And that's because it's... You're a fucking weirdo.
Are we breaking up?
Yeah.
Last show ever?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yep. By Stribder.
Oh, sad. I'm tearful. But what if that really was the last one, Brian?
I don't know. Just don't know.
You think we'll still be friends?
Yeah, probably.
Not right away?
I always resent you, though.
Really? Wait, we always resent me if that is the last one or if it isn't.
Well, we'll have to find out.
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What?
Wait, were you recording that? Because I didn't have, but...